Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Robert Cray bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, outstanding futurist, one of the number one futurists on the planet, probably in the galaxy, author of Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, also Future Edge, also Five Reasons of the Future. You're starting to get the picture here, folks. His films are outstanding. Leadership, Innovation at the Verge,
yep.
Right? That's the new yep. one. And that's then, and of course, the Paradigm video, which is a seminal work, ladies and gentlemen, after 30, almost 30 years, it still continues to deliver. Did you say you were updating that one?
We did update that in the year 2000.
Okay.
And what's funny is that's...
I haven't seen the new
16
one.
Years, that's 16 years ago. But it's time flies, man.
Does it still have the pig story in it, the new one?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, good.
We actually did it with a better car. We did it with a Volvo this time.
Oh, no, I like the other one. I like the TR7. That was great. See, I remember.
We have a sports car, but we have a Volvo coming around the corner.
I don't know. But all right, so, folks, that's the pig story. And if that doesn't make you want to find that video, I don't know what could. Okay, so we're talking about, let's talk about something that just happened recently, last month, I think.
Yep.
In England, right?
Yes. And we're going to talk about this in terms of social consequences of technology.
Right,
That's the focus.
Many of you know about Uber, right? Folks, Uber is the ride-sharing kind of taxi service that's based off of an app. I have an app on my phone. When I just got a new phone yesterday, the first thing I did was put my Uber app on there. And I've been using it for a long time now in a lot of different cities. So what happened?
Well, here's the deal, and this has been going on all over the country, the U.S., but also country by country in Europe, which is that there's been a debate as to whether the drivers are employees or independent contractors.
Right.
And they try to...
They're part of the gig, what's called the gig economy.
Part of the gig economy, that's right. And in the gig economy, everybody is an independent. Well, the tribunal is what looked at it, court ruling looked at it and said, if we look at the practice, the action, and the control that mm-hmm. Uber has, it is exactly equivalent to what they would have if these were employees. So we're telling mm-hmm. you have employees. Now, here's why I brought this up, because so often we have new technology.
Can I stick, before you say that, let me stick one thing in here.
Yep.
In the United States, the IRS has a list of 20 characteristics, traits, behaviors. 20. That differentiates an employee from a contractor. And so if you think you have a contractor, if that's what you're calling this person, if they get caught in any one of the traps of this 20 list of 20, you were wrong. The IRS will call them an employee. My point is saying that, Joel, what you said about in the United States as well, I don't know when this is going to come to pass, but they'll have to drop Uber drivers through that list of 20 eventually.
Well, it's there, and actually, my own business, I've had that situation where I have associates, but they're not employees, and my accountant is very careful.
You've got to be careful.
And one of those things is at least 50% of your business has to be non-related to the relationship that you have.
Right, has to be available to other people.
Right. So they looked at these. For instance, one of the quotes the tribunal said was, some of these people drive 18 hours a day for Uber to make the numbers that they need to make to have a home and a
right.
apartment. There is no chance for them to do anything but work for Uber.
Right.
Therefore, they're applying that. Here's the point I want to make, though. That's going to work its way through. What I wanted to point out to your audience, Jim, was these are social consequences of technology. And what we forget about is there are substantial non-technological consequences that really make a difference. And this, I think, is a harbinger of what's going to happen with the self-driving trucks. If we go to mm-hmm. self-driving trucks, we're going to lose about a 1.8 million really well-paid jobs.
Yep.
And here's the question. Will
and guess what? Self-driving trucks drive right by truck stops.
just for starters, and they can go 20 hours a day.
Right.
And there's a whole bunch of things that can happen with that. And all of a sudden, we have a million plus people who had wonderful jobs doing really mm-hmm. good work.
Mm-hmm. And who loved their jobs.
Who loved their jobs and saved lives along the highway when
that's
things
right.
happen. Trucks are going to drive right past that, too, because there isn't a robot inside that truck that's going to
right.
run out and help somebody out of a burning car.
Yep.
But the point is, and what I want us all to be aware of, is we have to think about the social consequences
mm-hmm.
of these technologies now, because they are literally leaving in the wake millions of people unemployed who otherwise could have had decent jobs.
Well, and see, another thing that we have to think about is the response of the government to these things, because,
yeah.
see, just like the government's response to things, analog, has been to take care of those things. But now the government's analog approach is not working, can't catch up with a digital challenge, a digital issue. The issue will go away technologically before the government mounts its argument. It happened
or,
in USB Microsoft. By the time Judge Jackson dropped
yeah.
the gavel, that issue was rendered neutral. Mute, I should
yep.
say.
Yep. Well, like I say, the truck drivers isn't going to go away easily.
Right.
You know, if that happens, you've got a million very unhappy
mm-hmm.
people. And it will change dramatically the nature of working culture.
But you can't talk about... But you brought in the tribunal in for Uber in England.
Yep.
There
yep.
will be an equivalent of that. In the United States, I mean, there are going to be more challenges,
yeah.
more battles between analog people and their work and technology and the government. There's going to be a lot of that conflict coming up real soon.
Right. And what we just want to watch out for is that we don't put so many people out of work that they can't buy the very things that they're...
Right. And right, stand by. Here we go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.